Hello, welcome to the Friday, August 14th, 2015 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got a report from a reader that he's having issues with Symantec's cloud endpoint protection and one of this week's Microsoft patches. Apparently, after installing MS-1584, he's getting errors about timeouts from Symantec Cloud Endpoint Protection. If you see anything like that, let us know, or if you found a workaround it, even better. And Apple today released one of its large updates for pretty much all of its products, Safari, Yosemite, iOS, and OS X Server all have been patched today. Starting with Safari, of course, a lot of WebKit fixes here, 27 CVE IDs, that's at least what I counted. Now, the range here is a couple of remote code execution vulnerabilities, some fixes to content security policy, also some same origin policy bypass issues that are being patched here. Also, simple URL spoofing, where essentially a pop-up box being opened by one site may be mistaken for coming from another site. The Yosemite patches, well, also a very long list of different CVEs. Some of them affect open source software that is included in OS X. For example, Apache and TCP dump. Some of the more interesting ones, for example, an arbitrary code execution vulnerability in UDF. That's the part that is used to mount DMG files. Now, if you ever install software on OS X, you probably notice that you download a DMG file, basically an image that is then mounted as a disk. So this process could be used to execute arbitrary code. A number of Bluetooth vulnerabilities, which is sort of interesting. None of them, as far as I can tell, does allow sort of remote arbitrary code execution. Most of them only allow for local privilege escalation, or for example, accessing Apple messages that are being received by a device that the user of the system doesn't necessarily have access to. The patches for iOS are similar, of course. Also, the WebKit patches from Safari are being backported or ported into iOS. Now, one kind of interesting flaw I saw here is that apparently it was able for a user to accept a certificate from the lock screen. So if your phone is locked, an attacker could get a hold of your phone, accept a certificate on your phone, and then later, of course, you may not notice that SSL certificates are so used as a certificate authority that was now added to your phone. And finally, OS X Server, the only patch here is an update for Bind, which fixes the Tkey denial of service vulnerability that was made public a while ago for Bind. Now, OS X Server is really more an add-on to OS X, so of course you would also apply all the OS X patches as well. No updates for Watch OS or Apple TV, but I would expect that to arrive shortly, because definitely the WebKit vulnerabilities do apply to Apple TV as well. And Cisco published an advisory with details about some attacks they have observed in the wild. Ready Attacker swapped the firmware on Cisco iOS devices. Apparently, these attacks did not exactly use a vulnerability. Instead, they just logged in with admin access and then flashed the firmware. Now, older versions of iOS did not check whether or not the firmware was signed with a valid Cisco certificate, which of course made it pretty easy then to swap out the firmware. They published some details about how to check the integrity of these devices and how to protect yourself by just hardening your configuration, for example, using hard-to-guess admin passwords, or in general, hardening the authentication to the device. Another one of the big Android vulnerabilities recently was Stage Fright, and Google did very quickly release a patch for it. Maybe a little bit too quick, because according to one security company, Stage Fright, the actual flaw is still exploitable because the patch is incomplete. Not much you can do at this point other than wait for Google to release yet another patch. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. Thanks again to ThreatStop for sponsoring this podcast. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye.